Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here at the ASTA River Cruise Expo here in Amsterdam. This is the third one, and it just keeps growing. It keeps being an incredible success for ASTA, and largely due to the gentleman next to me and his staff, Zane Kirby, the president and CEO of ASTA. And it's been an amazing conference so far, and we're going to talk to Zane about this conference, the future conference, and maybe a few other things here on Insider Travel Report. Zane, first of all, again, thank you for inviting me. This has really been a triumph for ASTA. It's just been, your first year was like 500-600, then it grew even more, and now we have like 1,300 here, right?
Yeah, 1,300 travel advisors from the United States. This was Bob Duglin, our former vice president, his brainchild, and he kind of breathed this into life. And then Sarah Little, our vice president of business development now, has really done all the execution with her team to bring about an extraordinary conference. 12 river cruise ships from 9 leading brands, and again, 1,300 advisors are here kicking the tires on all these ships and trying to understand their unique value proposition, and so they can go home and recommend them with confidence to their clients and customers.
Did you expect it to be such a success when you first started out 3 years ago?
I don't think anyone could have expected this. I mean, you know, we've held events overseas for years and years, and we're very happy with the success of having 2 or 3 or in some cases 400 advisors join us in places around the globe. But I think we certainly have struck a nerve. Certainly Americans have awakened to the idea of river cruising as a way to see multiple European capitals on the same trip. And with all the friction of moving back and forth taken out of that equation by these wonderful river cruise companies. So because of that, it's become a really hot and growing market. And of course, our members are here to make sure that they can connect their clients with the exact right value proposition that each of these lines is offering.
And you have a lot of newbies here. There's a lot of people who, some are new to selling river cruising and some are experienced river cruise sellers, but they all came here to learn about this particular segment of the market.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, between 300 and 400 of them. And I'm not sure exactly if they've been in the business for a long time or a short time, but as you point out, river cruising is such a hot segment of the market that's growing so quickly. Our members are really awakening to the idea that, hey, I've got to get over here and learn the lines and learn the unique value propositions and understand all the different ports and the activities and different features that are being offered, so that they can again go home and make sure that they line them up with the right clients in the U.S.
And again, there's so many different brands. They're all great. You got to come over here and take a look at each brand to see if it's right for your particular client. There's not a bad river cruise company. It's just finding the right fit for your clients. And the way you can do that is here. There's really no other way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's a challenge because these ships are in use and they're in and out of ports all the time, right, through the entire season. So we catch you right at the beginning of the season where everyone's bringing their best and brightest. And again, we had a ship christened here yesterday or 2 days ago, which was wonderful. But if you want to really jumpstart your educational opportunity if you're a visual learner like I am, like I have to go and see. And a lot of our members are like that. And once you come and see and taste and smell and hear, then you're able to go home and again add value to that to the U.S. consumer.
And we get to stay in river cruise ships when we're here. I'm actually on the Victoria. And then you go post-cruise. Actually, I'm going with you. I'm going on Emerald. We're going for 5-6 days to Holland and Belgium, right?
I hope you have your biking legs ready, James, because we're going to get out and see.
We're going to try to do a little bike racing. Is that what we're going to do?
That's right.
Yeah, we said that the food is, we know the food's good, so don't tell me that. But the food wasn't going to be good. We're going to go get some pizza. So that was, but we already decided. We actually had dinner on Elmer the other night, and the food was very good.
Yeah, I mean, they do an exceptional job with all the cuisine. I haven't had a bad meal here yet. I know you haven't either. But yeah, it's one of the real selling features here, that they take such great care of their customers and that they pay particularly attention to the gastronomy.
Well, the gastronomy, and that means you and I got to do that active part, which is the biking afterwards. That's what I'm missing at this particular one. But it's a great venue. You got all 12 ships lined up. And then we're going to do this next year. Not here, though. Tell us a little bit about next year in where?
Yeah, we're super excited next year to be back on the Danube and in the beautiful city of Vienna. You know, because the event has grown such, there are just a few cities actually in Europe that can handle 12 or 15 or 20 ships ported in the same place at the same time. And so Vienna is one of those cities, and we just couldn't be more happy to be going back on the Danube to Vienna. Not only the gastronomy, but the architecture and the music and the treasures, you know, the Belvedere with the Gustav Klimt paintings, the Kiss. There's so much. Strauss, Mozart, the concerts. I mean, there is so much in Vienna. We are really, really excited, and we already have over 1,000 people who have registered in the last 24 hours.
We had a little discount at the end, and people like trying to get that discount before. And you're going to have 15 ships there, right?
Yeah, we will have at least 15. We have commitments for 15, and we're hoping to get closer to 20. So we will have a few more registrations available for anyone who would like to come. But yeah, we're really excited about Vienna next year.
And that's March 12th through 15 next year, I believe, right?
That's right.
I don't believe I remember those numbers. But anyway, then in somewhere in the interim, you got a few other conferences coming up, including the newly named Travel Advisor Conference in Dallas, which is just at the end of May, I believe.
Yeah, a few short months away. We have, again, we kind of reimagined what a travel advisor conference could look like and where we should put our focus. And we thought we really want to focus on the business of running travel, of running an agency. And not only the sort of marketing and sales aspect of it, but the legal relationships that you enter into. You know, how do you make sure that you're aligned properly so that you can serve customers in the United States and feel confident about the laws and ordinances that are in place. So the other thing is, what I'm really proud of is we've attracted, you know, not only high-end speakers like Chris Voss, Chris Nassetta, the CEO of Hilton Hotels, but we're going to have Venus Williams come and talk about her post tennis career as a really incredible entrepreneur. So we have, in addition to that, we have different professors from Harvard School, from UCLA, from Arizona State, and then someone from the Small Business Administration to come and talk to advisors. I think we're really honing in on, again, the business of selling travel. And the staff has done a fantastic job of putting a program together. And there's been an enormous response. We've roughly doubled the number of advisors who have come from last year to this.
That's fantastic, because I know I always said, you know, this conference is pretty close to that one, and you have a challenge of getting enough people to go to Dallas, because everybody loves this one. I got to tell you, they all want to sell river cruises, but the mothership has always been that particular conference, right?
Yeah, and Dallas has proven to be a fantastic host and a huge draw.
That's good. You're going to have a good crowd there, and I'll be there. And we also have the industry advocacy dinner, which has become the must dinner of the year, right?
Yeah, and no, we can't wait for that as well. That's where we give out a lot of prizes and a lot of we recognize the members who have really made a difference in our industry over the last year. You know, one of the main things that we do is advocate forcefully on behalf of our members, both to the traveling public within the industry itself and then to government. Now, and we have awards that are going to, you know, recognize the great members at ASTA and the work that they do to advance our cause.
Fantastic. Now, anything else you want to tell our 125,000 travel advisors out there? I'm sure you want a lot more of them to become members of ASTA, because you know what? If you don't, you're not a member of ASTA, you can't come to this, right?
That's right. You do have to be. It is a requirement that you be an ASTA member if you want to come to RiverX or any of the ASTA events. But I would just say that, you know, when we link arms and work together, there's things that we can move in our favor. And if you're not a member of ASTA, you're really leaving the association less able to deal with the challenges that we face. We're working hard to make sure that our voice is heard at all levels of government and within the industry and to the traveling public. And we have enormous initiatives in every direction. And when you join ASTA, you really help us accomplish our mission, which is to make you look good everywhere we can.
Fantastic. Well, the next interview that Zane and I are going to do, we're going to do it while we're on the bike back and forth as we're going through the windmills and the tulips of Holland and Belgium or whatever. So stay tuned for that one. But I'm sure we'll have other interviews with Zane. Actually, in the next few months, I'm sure we'll be talking at Dallas and about what's going on. And, of course, the next interview I want to do with you is really to talk about the major issues the industry is facing. We won't do it here because we've got a tremendous success here with your Asta River Cruise Expo here in Amsterdam, the upcoming one in Vienna. I'm really looking forward to that one. And now we're having a great conference, the Travel Advisor Conference, coming up in Dallas.
Fantastic, James. Great to be with you.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.